Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. We are getting you ready for Thursday night footy here, MG, right on Triple M NRL, the only place to be listening for the Knights Broncos this evening.
Can I wait? And it wouldn't be a Thursday night without our next guest.
Mail. Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. The man on the sideline for this evening's game. How are you, Reedy?
I'm up here. I'm loving it. I love this little trip to the Central Coast. Only about an hour from the Northern Beaches. Great trip.
Are you like Spud Carroll? Do you catch the jet ski across? Do you just pin it across the water, or do you take the highway?
My catamaran. I love a catamaran.
Okay,
more
let's.
Of a catamaran type of guy, you know?
You are. Yes. Yeah, what about Bob type of bloke?
Yes.
Dragons. Dragons are all in the news. James Graham, is he leaving? Is he staying? And who's taking his spot?
When will it end with the Dragons, honestly? I mean, it's just been a barrage, hasn't it? And, you know, I think James is. Obviously, they've said they want to replace him and find a replacement before they let him go. But I reckon this weekend, as provided James plays, and I expect him to play. I think it'll be his last game for the Dragons. Now, the Dragons have actually asked other NRL clubs to come back to them tomorrow with players they could potentially sign to replace James Graham, be that for the rest of this year or beyond. There's some names that have been floating around, guys at Cronulla like Billy Magoulas. They've had an interest in the past in Kane Evans, Christian Welch, Jacob Safidi. Now, I don't think they'll get any of those guys this year. They might get them next year, but not this year. So the issue is filling a hole right now if James Graham goes. And there's an obvious guy, right? Jack DeBellin has his court case on Monday. We don't know how long the case will take. But I would think, you know, if it takes 2-3 days and it gets thrown out, and I'm being told there's a chance that might happen, don't be surprised if the Dragons, if it happens after Tuesday, don't be surprised if the Dragons immediately ask the NRL for dispensation to pick Jack DeBellin to play in next week, basically. So it's a big 72-96 hours for the Dragons because they've got some big decisions to make.
Yeah, and I suppose conversely, if it's adjourned and not, we're not going to hear it until the end of the year, it could be the end of him in a Dragons jersey, and his fate is up in the air again.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know, you're right, MG, because there's clubs. He's off contract at the end of the year. I think he's paid about $600,000 this year by the Dragons, and they've kept paying him, obviously, because they had to under the rules of the no-fault stand-down. But there's plenty of clubs looking at Jack DeBellin. I know of at least two that have already asked the question of DeBellin's management and said, if he gets off, we want to make an offer for this guy. So it might be that, you know, even if at the end of the year he drops a contract, he goes to court, he's exonerated, the Dragons may not be able to keep him because there's other clubs looking at Jack DeBellin. And there's some pretty big numbers they're ready to throw at him. So the Dragons have got a fight in their hands, even if Jack DeBellin is exonerated, to keep him in a Dragons outfit.
Wow. All right. Well, speaking of playing futures, the man who isn't the best hooker in the game, now he is again. Some people say he's a pocket referee. Cam Smith, where is his future at? Is it beyond 2020?
Well, it was interesting. Craig Bellamy spoke about it today, and he said, I'm not going to tell Cam Smith when to retire. I'm not going to tell him he should give it away because this club owes him something, and they don't owe him, or they shouldn't have the right to be able to tap him on the shoulder and tell him to go. That'll be Cam's decision. Now, I actually spoke to Cam Smith yesterday. I didn't specifically ask him about his future. We were having a chat, and during the course of that chat, we sort of talked about it, and I've got to say, he's very relaxed about it. I don't think he's in any rush. There's obviously some haste from externally because the West Tigers want to know about Harry Grant. Harry Grant's got a get-out clause if Cam stays there next year. I don't think Cam will make his decision based in any way on Harry Grant or the West Tigers. It'll be purely on what Cam wants to do. And I've got to say, he was very, very relaxed yesterday. He's copped a lot of flack this week from the media and certain areas of the media. But he was as relaxed about it as I've ever heard him. So I'm not sure what you read into that. I don't know whether
he's playing. He could play till 40. Well, I mean, if he wanted to, the way he's playing at the moment, he's you know, the troops around him that Bellamy's, you know, surrounding him with, they just kind of run off him, and he's like the Pied Piper. Whatever he does, those around him seem to lift 6 inches. And I think as long as he's playing, Melbourne will always be a contender.
Well, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Cam Smith. He turns 37 today.
Oh, wow.
The interesting thing about the Harry Grant dilemma is people seem to have forgotten they've got a bloke there named Brandon Smith, who's a New Zealand test hooker. There's no certainty Harry Grant, even if Cam retires, will walk into the number nine, because Brandon Smith wants to play nine. So it's an interesting situation down there.
Don't worry, MG hasn't forgotten about Brandon Smith.
Oh, loves him. Oh, lock of cheese.
Well, my love of my first ever player was called Wombat, Graham Eady.
Oh, yeah.
And he's caught now. He's the new Wombat, Brandon Smith. He's just the new Wombat. The way he plays, him and Victor Radley are my two favourite players.
Yeah, good players.
Reedy, we've got to let you go, but quickly before we do, you're going to be sidelined for the game tonight. Knights Broncos kickoff 7:50. Give us a little scene setter. What are the conditions like up there?
Looks really nice, actually, at the moment. It's a beautiful ground.
Stop looking in the mirror and tell us about the ground.
I was just checking out my catamaran to make sure it was still there. No, the surface looks outstanding. It always does up here. And obviously, we'll have a few people in the ground. I think it's about 140 or something you're allowed here. So there'll be a little bit of atmosphere, and the crowds will be back soon, and they could do worse than play a few more games at this ground, because it is a belter.
Yeah, here.
Outstanding. Brent Reed, we'll hear from you after 7 in NRL primetime. This is The Rush Hour with MG.